Alex, if you will. And we say the magic words, presto stretcho. Our next show will be in 30 minutes.
Steph, you stretched my little boy. Now, how's he gonna fit in his little bed?
Don't worry, Mommy. We're still small.
Here for your PTA meeting.
Oh, yeah, who is it?
Well, it's your co-president and not-so-secret admirer, Mrs. Carruthers.
Oh, I hope she didn't bring her hands.
Oh, there you are, Joey. Now, don't you keep me waiting. My meter's running.
Just because you're so gosh darn irresistible.
Oh, yeah, it's a curse.
Hey, everybody. My search for a new lead guitarist is about to end. Check out this ad I put in the paper. Wanted for band. One down dude with an axe.
Down dude with an axe? Jess, you better be careful. You could wind up with a depressed lumberjack. I'll just arrange my shrimp balls over here.
Honey, this new band has got to be 10 times hotter than the Rippers. You know, I got to find a guy that lives for the music, you know, a guy with real rock and roll in his blood.
Jess, you know, I play guitar.
Well, I'll keep that in mind for the next family hootenanny. No, Danny, I need someone with band experience.
Oh, I have band experience. In high school, I was with a group called Four Guys Named Danny. Well, the name was a coincidence, but we just thought we'd run with it. Jess, I am one down dude with an axe. I am.
More like a lanky loner with a ladle.
I'm serious. Least you can do is just let me audition.
No, the least I can do is ignore you completely.
Hey, can somebody get in here with some snacks, please? And maybe a tranquilizer gun, please?
Mrs. Carruthers, the rest of the executive committee is going to be here any minute.
Oh, you silly Billy. This is the executive committee. You, me, and a couple of throw pillows.
Oh, Danny, I saved you a seat right over here in the middle. There you go, right? So, Mrs. Carruthers, why exactly did you call this meeting?
Well, A... because of that pesky flu epidemic, there is a serious shortage of substitute teachers. And B, because I just got a new outfit, I want you to see it. Ta-da!
I think I can help you out.
It zips in the back.
No, I was talking about the teacher shortage. When I graduated from college, I got a teaching certificate.
Is that thing still good?
Oh, I always renew it. I figure, you know, if my radio career goes south, I've got something solid to fall back on.
If you ask me, you've already got something solid to fall back on.
Hey, honey. Oh, was Miss Allman back in school today?
No, and we didn't have a substitute either.
What'd you do all day? Don't tell me another film strip.
Yep, a real winner. The making of maple syrup from forest to flapjack.
Joey, do you know what wonderful idea just occurred to me?
Mrs. Carruthers, remember, there is a little one present.
Oh. Well, in that case, I have got another idea. You could substitute teach Michelle's class.
Joey, it would be so cool if you were our teacher.
Okay, sure. It sounds like you guys are in a tough spot. I'll give it a shot.
This will be so much fun. The only time we ever laugh at Mrs. Allman is when she tucks her dress in her pantyhose.
This should be very interesting. My daughter being taught by a man who has every Scooby-Doo on tape.
I'm serious. Teaching is a huge responsibility. You know, suddenly I feel useful, noble, a productive member of society. It's like the guy who looked at a lollipop and said, I could put a hunk of Tootsie Roll inside this thing.
There's nothing more inspiring than watching that man walk out of a room.
Hi, everybody. Am I wrong, or do you think maybe it's time to spruce up the message on the old answering machine? You know what? I'm thinking reggae. Telephone be ringing, mon. That's what I be singing, mon. Message at the beep, mon, yeah.
Dad, if that's gonna be in our answering machine, I'd be moving, mon.
And if I don't let you audition, how long is this nonsense gonna go on?
Pretty much night and day. Flamenco!
Stop the insanity!
Stop! 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 Move! All right, audition. 5 o'clock tomorrow. Be there.
I practice all night, man. Thank you.
Really? Joey's teaching our class today?
Yep. Get ready for funny voices, great jokes. Oh, one warning. Don't pull his finger.
My sides are aching just thinking about the hilarity to come.
Oh, and remember, when Joey's goofing around, don't drink anything.
How come?
You'll be laughing so hard it'll come out of your nose.
That sounds gross.
I love it.
Class, your teacher today is Mr. Gladstone. Let's all say good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Gladstone.
Well, good morning, everybody.
I want everyone to be on their best behavior today.
Oh, I will be. I mean, they will be. Kids, that was not supposed to be funny.
Well, I guess I'll just head back to my office and take another quick look at your teaching certificate.
Okay, kids, now, let's get down to the business of learning, shall we?
That's funny. Joey's pretending to be serious.
Hey, come on, I am being serious. We got a lot of ground to cover today. So, let's start by opening our science books to chapter 4.
Hey, Rock, watch me pull chapter 4 out of my hat.
Come on, let's all calm down now, okay?
Hey, Joey, do Porky Pig.
Michelle, first off, at school, it's Mr. Gladstone, and I'm not doing Porky Pig.
Porky! 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 Porky!
That's enough.
Porky! 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 Porky!
All right, it's all settled down. Time out.
Porky! Porky! Porky!
All right. All right, that's it. Now, the next person who makes even one little peep is going straight to the principal's office.
Come on, Joey. Lighten up.
Michelle.
What? I didn't peep.
Don't worry. I'm sure it was just an empty threat.
Now, Michelle, you heard me. Now, I'm afraid I'm going to have to send you straight down to Mrs. Homewood's office.
Me?
Yes, you. Now.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Gladstone. I thought you were my friend.
The sad face. What happened? One of the big kids take your milk money?
Well, yeah. But I'm over that. I gotta be the world's worst substitute teacher.
I'm sure you're not the worst.
Do I get a vote?
Michelle, that's not very nice.
He sent me to the principal's office.
Joey, that's not very nice.
Danny, the whole class was out of control, and I said the next person who talks goes straight to the principal's office. That next person happened to be Michelle.
Is that true?
Well, part of it.
Which part?
The part Joey said.
Well, if that's the case, I think maybe Joey did the right thing. You ought to go upstairs in your room and think about it for a while.
Boy, you give a guy a tie and a book with the answers in the back, and he forgets who his friends are.
Wow. How do you divide 10 hot-looking guys by 3 girls? Simple. 5 for DJ, 5 for me, and Zipola for Little Miss Get Real. This is amazing. Uncle Jesse puts an ad in the paper for one day, and this place is packed. So how come I run a personal ad for a month and don't get a single response? Next time, leave your picture out.
All right, there you go. Okay, guys, who wants ice cream? Let me rephrase that. Who wants ice cream but can't read yet? All right, how about this? Wants ice cream, can't read, no tattoos. We have 2 winners!
Yay!
All right, let's get some ice cream. What kind do you want, chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla?
Okay.
Hey, DJ, is it time for my audition yet?
Dad, I told you before, Uncle Jesse said 5 o'clock, no earlier.
I know. I just thought maybe there'd be some cancellations. Or arrests.
All right, thanks, pal. All right, who's next?
First up is Crash, then Scuzz, then Scab.
Scuzz, Scab. Maybe I need a tough rock and roll name like that, huh?
Oh, hey, I got a great one. How about Soap Scum?
I think that's too tough. How about Mildew? Ooh, that's vicious.
All right, thank you, Splinter. That's enough. Thank you, Splinter. I got it, Splinter. Thanks. Right. Thank you, Splinter. And we thank you. Splinter, have a nice day.
What?
Thank you. Right up the stairs. Okay. Don't call us.
How come there's never a power failure when you need one?
Honey, they've all been bad, but nobody can be worse than Splinter.
Here's Mildew.
You were saying? All right, Danny, plug into the amp, turn it down a little bit, and you got 15 seconds starting now.
Okay, I've been practicing really hard. Here goes nothing.
Danny, that was killer. All these years working with you, who knew you actually had talent? I mean, on the guitar.
So you're saying I'm a lot hotter and hipper than you thought I was?
A little.
And how about you? How about you, brother man? What do you think?
Well, brother man, you were very good. It was good. Listen, let me just go over a few of the notes here and some of the other players, and we'll get back to you.
You take your time. Mildew's gonna chill.
Josh, you got to admit it. Danny's the best one you've seen today.
I hate to admit it. You're right. He is the best one we've seen today. But the thought of Danny Tanner in my band, it just doesn't jive, you know? He just doesn't have the right image, you know? He's just not rock and roll. He's more spick and span.
You know, but if you're going to be fair, you have to give the job to Danny.
I don't want to be fair. I want to be cool.
Wait, there's one more.
Thanks, DJ.
You remembered my name.
Yeah. It's a great name.
You think so? It's only 2 letters.
Yeah, but if I tattoo it on my arm, it probably won't hurt that much.
Well, you've already passed the pre-interview.
Oh, sorry. Guys, this is Viper.
Hey. Hey, I'm her father, Mildew. You can tattoo that on your...
Hey, whoa. Listen, Mildew, just wait over there. Viper, you can
You can plug into the freshly scrubbed amp here, and let's see what you got. Got some pretty juicy chops there. It's funny, I said that to the butcher this morning. The point is, that was pretty incredible.
Thanks. Congratulations, Viper. You got the gig.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, Mildew. Listen, you got some pretty juicy chops yourself.
Yeah, I know, they're marinating in the refrigerator.
I'm serious. You were very impressive. Now, if Viper hadn't come down here and blown us all away, I can safely say this now, I would have offered you the gig.
Really?
Hmm?
Wow. Man, Jess, just thinking that you'd think I was good enough for your band, that really means a lot to me.
Yeah, ain't no thing.
I hear you, brother man. You know, that would have been a lot of fun for you and me, just gigging on the road together.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on that bus all the time, just looking out the window together, watching the old highway go
by.
Playing license plate bingo. Oh. Sharing a nut log.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, but I'm gonna have to get over it. Thanks. Mildew, ladies and gentlemen. Mildew. Thank you for being born.
Uh-oh, look who's back, Mr. Madstone.
Don't provoke him. Let's just straighten up and fly right.
Even better, let's get the silent treatment.
All right, everyone. Well, let's get started, shall we? And by the way, it's really nice to see all of your bright, shiny, smiling faces again today. Okay. How about a little geography? Why don't we go over some state capitals? Let's start with California. The state capital of California is... anyone? Okay, I'll give you a little hint. It starts with sack and ends with Ramento. Of course, it's right here near the Sacramento airport.
Gosh, that map's on a roll.
Oh, hey, well, now that's a lot better than the silent treatment. If you thought that was funny, then you're gonna love this next impression I've been working on. It's brand new, and it's called The First Astronaut on the Face of the Sun. Ow! Ooh! Ow! Ouch! Ooh! Ow! 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 You guys get up and try it. Boy, you got to teach me that.
What's going on here, Mr. Gladstone?
Well, Mrs. Homewood, actually, you caught us in a rousing round of spelling tag. Mm-hmm. Barrett, you're it. Conjunctivitis. Go.
C-O-N-J-U.
Mr. Gladstone, may I see you in the hall? Now.
I think now would be a very good time, sure.
Hopping up and down. Like two angry caterpillars. She's really mad. Poor Joey.
Gosh, an honest-to-goodness dressing down if ever there were one.
It's all our fault.
He's coming!
Did you get fired because of us?
No, actually, I told Mrs. Homewood that it's just not working out. So you guys are going to see a film strip in about 15 minutes. Aww. Hey, I'm sorry, guys, but yesterday when I tried to be tough and get down to business, you all hated me.
We didn't hate you. We just wanted to have fun.
Well, now we're having fun and you're not learning anything either, so that's not working out. Which is too bad, because I was going to teach you a lot of neat stuff like state capitals, long division, how to suck an egg into a bottle.
Did I hear long division?
Derek, be quiet. We want to see that egg-sucking thing.
No, I don't think so, guys.
Joey, don't quit. It's all my fault.
Oh, Michelle, it's not your fault. It's me. I'm just not a very good teacher.
We never gave you a chance, especially me. You're so funny, I forget that sometimes you have to be serious.
Well, thanks for understanding, Michelle.
So, couldn't we start all over?
I don't know.
Hey, everybody! Don't we want Joey... Mr. Gladstone to be our teacher?
Yeah!
Oh, come on now. Cut it out.
Please, we'll be still as statues.
Well, you know, Derek, we don't have to be still as statues. We can still have fun and learn something at the same time.
Like how to suck an egg?
Absolutely. All right, kids. Come on up to Dr. Gladstone's laboratory. I'm your host, Dr. Gladstone. Now, some people call this experiment magic, but I call it pure science. There's no way that this egg can fit into this bottle, all right? Unless I take this piece of paper and throw it into the bottle. Now, you just light it like this and be very careful with fire, kids. Don't play with it when your parents aren't around. It can be very dangerous. Stick it into the bottle. Now, we put the egg on top and watch this. The fire burns up all the oxygen, creating a vacuum and... pow! There goes my lunch, kids.